Good afternoon. We are on item Q, the Ralph N. Kleps Awards, the recommendations for the 2010-11 award recipients. This is an action item. Good afternoon, Justice Roby.
Hi, Chief Justice and members of the council. Like the last item, this is, I hope, a happy item. I'm here today to update you on the work of the Kleps Award Committee and to present to you our recommendations for 2010 and 11 Kleps Awards. All the recipients are at their computers listening to the council meeting to see whether you will approve theirs or not. I'm happy to report, as a result of our experience, that the courts continue to take risks, tackle new challenges, and improve the administration of justice, even in the midst of great economic hardship and uncertainty what the future holds. One of the goals of the Kleps Award program, and that's Mr. Kleps, is to give courts a way to share and exchange information and build upon each other's work and make it their own. The actual presentation of the Kleps Award should be seen as not the end of the process, but as the beginning. And I might say at this time, this is the 20th anniversary of the Kleps Award program.
Oh my.
And there have been 170 Kleps Awards granted by the council during these 20 years. And I would like to take just a moment to talk about a couple of prior recipients and what prior recipients have done to make more use of the Kleps Award programs than simply just getting them. In 2010, several recipients of past Kleps Award cycle awards hosted WebEx demonstrations, and these included the Superior Courts of Amador, Los Angeles, Monterey, and Santa Clara, and they all shared in-depth information about how their Kleps Award programs worked with people in other courts. And over 125 participants at all levels participated. And one participant said, "It was great to see what other courts are doing in the area of operations, to be able to borrow information, and that's the basic purpose of the Kleps program." And one program, which I guess I have to say is my favorite Kleps program, was the award. It was the Regional Court and Library Project, a 2006-2007 Kleps recipient. It's a collaborative project between the Superior Courts of Santa Clara, San Benito, Santa Cruz, and Monterey counties that has now evolved into the California Court and Library Partnership. And this is really a fascinating program. The partnership is an initiative aimed at increasing the public's access to self-help services and its understanding of the courts by way of providing training and resources to public librarians. As vital information providers to our communities and trusted providers, the public libraries and law libraries often provide resources and answer questions for members of the public that have legal needs, and over a million people a day visit California's public libraries. And one of the librarians told me, you know, when you have a bench warrant for you, you don't mind going to the library, but you don't want to go to the courthouse for self-help. And the AOC has forged partnerships with the California State Library, the California Council of County Law Librarians, Pro Bono Net, Legal Aid Services of California, One Justice, and the California Commission on Access to Justice. And this partnership has led to the development of training tools and resources for public librarians and a web portal hosted by Pro Bono Net that serves as a clearinghouse for public librarians and the public. And the partnership has also enabled us to build off these relationships while combining forces with another Kleps Award program, Justice Corps. As some of you may know, Justice Corps is a unique AmeriCorps program that places college students in court self-help centers as volunteers to assist the public. This all began in Los Angeles County, and the L.A. Superior Court received a Kleps Award in 2004-2005, and it's now in nine counties throughout the state. Now, this is Law Day week, or this is the week that Law Day is being celebrated, and the AOC, Justice Corps, local trial courts, law libraries, local bar associations, pro bono organizations, and the public libraries are teaming up in four counties to celebrate Law Day. And these are Los Angeles, Santa Clara, Judge Yu, San Diego, and San Francisco. And I would encourage you to observe these programs. They have a wonderful slate of events from May 2nd to 7th, and including free resource information tables at libraries, staffed by Justice Corps members, one-on-one consultations with pro bono attorneys, stuff for children, and workshops on immigration, eviction, and so forth. So in this case, the libraries are providing the meeting space and the computers. The law libraries and courts combine to provide legal expertise, resource materials, and information. And the Justice Corps student volunteers will staff these resource tables. And the pro bono organizations, the legal aid and bar associations, will provide public workshops. So a Little CLEPS Award, a joint project in those four counties, has blossomed into a massive program, and I had a chance to meet with the state librarian a couple months ago, and she's very enthusiastic in using her resources to encourage this kind of activity. So I would encourage all of you to encourage your own court and courts that you're familiar with to file applications for the next CLEPS cycle. We received fewer nominations this cycle than in years past, and I'm sure that in the decrease is in measure largely because of the demands on the courts and the financial situation. But we do have a healthy group of award winners to present to you today. The CLEPS Awards program is really a masthead for the branch. It shows what we value. It encourages excellence and highlights the efforts and strides toward continuing improvement in the performance and efficiency of the courts. And, you know, our judicial branch is looked upon as an innovator throughout the country and indeed the world. And we can look with pride at the 170, as I said, programs that have been recipients during the last 20 years. Some of those winners at the time were considered revolutionary and out of this world. And now they're like self-help centers and all sorts of automated projects are now common practice in our courts. Yet they were innovative. And one of the problems we have is to find out something that's really innovative. At one point, I said, I think everything's already been invented, but they managed to come up with seven more. Now, the criteria for CLEPS Award are very specific. Not only must a program be excellent and worthwhile, but it has five requirements. And I just want to mention them because they're real important. The court must be the driving force of the program. This is often troublesome because courts are encouraged to collaborate with others, but the court has to be the driving force if it's to be a CLEPS recipient. The program must further at least one of the Judicial Council's strategic goals. The program must be innovative, and we have worked long and hard to develop a workable and equitable definition of this term and procedures to apply it fairly. Like, who really invented this? And the program must have measurable results, outcomes, or benefits that demonstrate its impact on the courts. And in the past, we've had some problems because evaluation, as mentioned by Justice Zelon in the last item, is sometimes a difficult thing to do. But every CLEPS recipient has to have a program of evaluation in place and has to have some kind of evaluative results available to us. And most importantly, at the end, any CLEPS program must be replicable and or transferable to other courts. And I would like to just mention, too, because we've had real problems in the past, each program must fully comply with applicable law and California rules of court. And we've taken to asking the Office of General Counsel to review each application to make sure that this council doesn't go on record as approving a project that violates the law. And I can assure you that the seven that are before us do not. And if you accept our recommendations, each of these will be presented to the courts in local ceremonies, and we would hope that each of you in the appropriate area will attend these ceremonies, which will be scheduled during the spring and summer. Instead of having one grand big event, we will be going to each of the courts and having wonderful little presentations in which the people who actually develop the programs will be able to be present and bask in the glory of their award rather than having the big shots go down to Anaheim for a big ceremony. So we encourage you to be available when we tell you we're coming to your neighborhood. As a part of this program, as you know, teams of committee members visit all eligible programs, and the committee names, members' names are in the report. And Deirdre Benedict of the Executive Office Programs Division has been our faithful staff throughout all of this. And if you have tab Q, I will go through them. We don't have Price Waterhouse, but there were no recommendations in Category 1, very small courts. Category 2, courts with 11 to 39 judicial officers. Superior Court, we have one recommendation. Superior Court of California County of Monterey, an automated civil grand jury program. It's a web-based application that automates the entire civil grand jury recruitment and selection process. And it enables the court, in accordance with California Rules of Court, to maintain summary demographics for civil grand jurors. And it very greatly impressed the committee. Category 3, which is the larger courts, first of all, Superior Court of California, County of Contra Costa, Elder Court, Judge O'Malley. This court addresses cases involving harm to seniors, and including physical, emotional, and financial abuse. And the good thing about this is that it includes both civil and criminal cases, restraining order requests, small claims, and conservatorship cases. So the one thing about this court is that it's not just one part of the elder. I should go to your court. I qualify, but I can come for anything that involves
one-stop shop.
So this is really a very fine recommendation. Superior Court of California, County of Orange. Electronic legal file. This is an easy-to-use electronic filing system that integrates the court's case management systems with a document viewing tool. It's called ELF. And it is a really comprehensive program that lets clerks, judicial officers, research attorneys instantly view calendars and get documents off the case management system. The court is a paperless environment, and it's saved more than $4 million. So that's the Orange County electronic legal file. Where's Alan?
Judge Moss uses that.
Yeah. You like that one?
Oh, yes.
That's what they told us. Actually, they told
let me
us.
Let me add that ELF is a device that we developed in Orange County, and it's based on the V3 technology. We couldn't have done it without V3. And much of the functionality is going to be applied, and is a part of V4, the new case management system.
It's really a wonderful program. The people who went there, I didn't happen to go on that visit, but you folks demonstrated it live, and it worked, and they were very impressed. Orange County has another one, and that is the Orange County Combat Veterans Court. You know, there have been a lot of different proposals for courts involving veterans, but this is a combat veterans court that deals with specific issues involving people who have veterans who have been in combat, who have substance abuse issues, post-traumatic stress disorder, brain injuries, and psychological problems. It combines mental health, intensive mental health, and substance abuse treatment, and it's different than any other court of this type that we have looked at, and that's the Orange County Combat Veterans Court. And finally, from San Bernardino, the Automated Mail Payment Processing System, which is a really interesting program in which they now process thousands of payments arrived by mail. And they used to do this at 17 locations with 17 employees. It's now processed by a machine and four people at a central location. This one we almost couldn't believe was true, but it is. And it's a remarkably innovative program. And finally, two categories, Category 4, the 5th Appellate District Electronic Writ Processing Program. This is a court-developed program that automates the processing of extraordinary writs by the Court of Appeal. In that court, they used to pass out copies of all the paperwork on writs to all the judges. They now scan them all, and they can look at them on their computer, and they can vote. Instead of voting in a room with the other judges, if it's non-controversial, they can vote on their computer on whether to approve or deny a writ. And it has a lot of advantages, including workload adjustment, because not all writs are handled on Thursday. They can be handled any day of the week electronically. And finally, in Category 5 collaborative projects, this project involving the Court of Appeal of the 5th Appellate District and Superior Court of Fresno and Stanislaus Counties. And what happens here is this is the electronic transmission of clerk's transcripts to the Court of Appeal. There's a lot more to it than that, though, because the clerk's transcripts, which are manually prepared and bait-stamped in most jurisdictions, are prepared electronically, which means that this is a great benefit to the trial courts as well as to the Court of Appeal. In the event somebody leaves out page 72 of the clerk's transcript, instead of snow-picking all of the bait stamps and doing it over again, electronically it renumbers them all, and then when it's in proper form, transmits it to the Court of Appeal. So the Court of Appeal receives electronic clerk's transcript, which is then attached to the CCMS, ACMS, or whatever our court management system is. And so if you click on a case name in the court, in our court management system, you can pull up the clerk's transcript at the same time you click on the reference to the case. So that's those are our recommendations of the CLEPS Committee for innovation and creativity in the courts for the last 2 years. And I would ask you to approve them. And they'll all probably be very grumpy with the way I described them. But.
Any comments or questions before we hear a motion, or do I hear a motion on the recommendation?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Okay. Thank you.
Chief, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I didn't raise my hand fast enough. Having been on the CLEPS committee, I know how much work it is and how dedicated Deirdre is and how people go on the road and drive many, many miles and come back through sleet and snow. And I just want to say how much I admire Justice Roby and the CLEPS committee and all their work, and to thank them. Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Thank you. I believe that concludes our meeting, and if there is nothing else at this time, then I'm going to close in memoriam with our remembrance of judicial colleagues recently deceased. All are retired, and they are three judges who served on the Municipal Court of Los Angeles County, Judge Bernard Kemper, Judge Robert Mackey, Judge James Nelson. Also now, Judge Mamoru Sakuma, Municipal and Superior Court of Sacramento County. Judge Howard Thielen, Superior Court of Los Angeles County. Isabella Grant, Superior Court of San Francisco County. We honor them for their service to the courts and to the cause of justice. And we stand in recess. Thank you.